Good morning. Welcome to our Friday devotion and prayer time. My name is Tom Lemler. I am a staff member of the Deer Run Church of Christ in South Bend, Indiana, as well as the director of Impact Prayer Ministry. We've been talking and praying this week about the education of children and praying for students, praying for teachers and staff, praying for families, those that really have the responsibility from God to raise up children and the family's responsibility for education and the tools of homeschooling, the tools of private schooling, Christian schooling, public schooling, all available, at least here where I live, that parents can choose from according to what's best for their particular needs. And so we pray that the children of our families, the children of our churches, the children of our communities, the children of our states and nation and world are educated not just in the wisdom of the world, but in the things of God. And so we also pray for the teaching and education that takes place within the church, within the home, the Bible education, the faith education, those Sunday school teachers and junior church teachers and midweek program teachers, those that are willing to share their life and share God's word with young people. So today we're going to wrap up the broadcast part of our week. We've been talking already and praying this week about our preschool age children, families, teacher staff, our elementary age children, families, teacher staff. Today we're going to focus in on the junior and senior high age, primarily the students and families. Tomorrow's focus on the prayer guide that I don't do a broadcast on goes more into the teachers and staff of that age, and we'll cover that just a little bit. But those junior and senior high age, the time when, well, sometimes they think they know everything, and conflict between the student and the parent, the student and the teacher, can boil over pretty quickly. And so the verse we're going to focus in on as we talk about praying for junior and senior high students and families is Colossians 3, 20 and 21, which says, "Children, obey your parents in everything, for this pleases the Lord. Fathers, do not embitter your children, or they will become discouraged." You can memorize that. The King James says, "Do not exasperate." But this balance, and I believe as we pray for junior and senior high students and teachers and staff and families, balance is a key word. Everything is often huge in the eyes of these adolescents. Junior high years are some of the best years and some of the most difficult years. And a lot of that depends on how a student views themselves. And even those that come across looking like they've got it all together and they think highly of themselves, but not too highly, they struggle. Many of them with feelings of doubt, feelings of shame, feelings of inadequacy. And you move into high school, and in these years, we've talked already this week about building a house in those preschool years as we lay down that foundation. And in the elementary years, we start to develop the floor plan and put up some walls, some boundaries. And in this junior, senior high years of our students' lives, we begin the finishing process, and it's just the beginning of it. It's not complete. Rarely do you have a senior graduate from high school and this education is complete. There's still more to be learned, whether it's through trade school, whether it's through apprenticeships, whether it's through on-the-job training, whether it's through college and university, whether it's just through life. If you've lived long past high school, you'll discover pretty quickly that there's a lot yet to be learned. And there always will be. But as we focus on education of children, we kind of bring this up through the high school years and that point when most individuals will consider themselves an adult and society will consider them an adult. And they make their own choices. And it's in these junior and senior high school years that that ability to make their own choices begins to grow. And we're able to allow that to take place, or we at least ought to allow that to take place in controlled environments so that the wrong choices aren't as damaging as they might otherwise be. And so that the right choices are celebrated. And as we recognize the dilemma of a desire for independence, which brings with it sometimes a willful disobedience, and the balance of discipline and correction and teaching and training and mercy and compassion, that as parents we all wanted when we were that age, and somehow we lose sight. We actually learn as adults that it, even though we wanted it, it wasn't really the best for us. And so we try to limit. And God says we need to do that, but we need to do that in a way that doesn't embitter our children. That doesn't turn them against us, which doesn't turn them against God. And so we spend time praying for our teens, our junior and senior high school students, their families. The family that they belong to, whether they like it or not, whether the tension is great or whether it's minimal. And we look for ways as individuals, as a church, as a community to strengthen these families. And I don't know, I believe, and this is my belief, that the more that we can do together, the stronger we become. And oftentimes within the junior and senior high school years, that need and desire for independence creates distance. And all of a sudden we discover that everybody likes different things. And everybody's busy, and everybody has something every night of the week almost, it seems like, at times. And it takes creativity, it takes effort to find things that the family can do together. Things that are enjoyable. For some families, it may be going to a professional sporting event together. For some, it may be going to a park, getting away together. Whether it's a nature park, an amusement park, something that you can find common ground, common interest. And we begin to listen and pour into our students and speak in ways that they're able to listen to us. And we begin to discover that we're not as different as we thought we were. When I used to work with junior high students a lot, I would talk about that tension that always exists and that name calling that seemed to amplify itself. And I'd say, you know, the only reason they're making fun of your big nose is because they hate the fact that they have big ears and they don't want people to notice it. And that lack of comfort we have with our body that's changing and becoming an adult body. And our thoughts are so confused at times. And we don't want people to notice that about us. And so we point out the changes in others to deflect. We continue to do that into adulthood at times, but it seems to peak at this junior high age and then into high school. And that question, does anybody really like me? Does anybody really care? And the decisions that sometimes get made trying to prove that I'm lovable are not wise decisions. And so we pray for the purity of our junior and senior high school students, not just in their physical bodies and sexually, but in their thoughts and in their minds, in their actions. We pray for strong families. We pray for families and students together that all can be slow to speak and slow to become angry, but very quick to listen. And we do our part in not exasperating situations. But we learn obedience. And we listen to one another. And we listen to God. Would you spend some time today praying with me? Father, thank you that you are a God that loves us. Your love has given us what we need in order to not just survive, but in order to prosper as a family. And God, today I pray specifically for those families with junior and senior high students. I pray for the students themselves, that they would know in the midst of the uncomfortableness they might feel with them, their self physically, they would know that they are fearfully and wonderfully made. That they're beautiful. That they're handsome. That they're acceptable in your sight. That they can be who they are and not have to redefine themselves. And Father, so often it's pressures of society that not only put labels on students, but cause them a desire to make their own label for themselves. Completely ignoring your design. And so, God, I pray for our junior and senior high school students and their families that you would bring them together, knowing that it's the commonality of Jesus, of your Spirit that can help that process, that can actually make it work. Father, for those that are struggling with the way they look, their weight, their intelligence, their grades, the things that perhaps they've been picked on already for their pre-adolescent years, and it seems like it's amplifying in their life. May they hear clearly that they're loved, that they're valued, that they're important. And God, for those teachers and staff that see this day in and day out. May you give them wisdom in speaking truth, in holding fast to your word, in not taking over, but in assisting every student to find you. God, for those parents that sometimes feel like giving up, those parents that feel like everything's a battle, those parents that are still trying to figure out their own life, may you fill each home with compassion, with understanding, with mercy, with love. And Father, may those words that are spoken in anger, whether they come from the student, whether they come from the parent, may each side learn to seek forgiveness. And may those words disappear. May the frustrations of life not overwhelm us to the point that we attack one another. And God, for these junior and senior high students and their families that are working to build the finishing aspects of this education and trying to point the students in a way that is good and right, may you plant within them great desires to not just be productive by this world standards, but great desires to be productive in your kingdom. And may you surround each student, may you surround each family with the help and encouragement to make this finished house into your dwelling, into your temple. And God, today, as we consider the education of our children, may the common thread through all of it be our willingness and desire and practice of lifting up Jesus in all of it. That as we lift Him up, may our students be drawn to Him. It's in Jesus' name that I pray. Amen. This has been our Friday devotion and prayer time. Thank you so much for joining me today. I do pray that your day is greatly blessed by God so that you can be a blessing to others. Have a great day.